The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
If there ever was a sign that we're evolving as a species, it would be our highly developed BS meters. Like all evolutionary steps, it's grown as a matter of survival. We are inundated with scams and overwhelmed with deceptions every day. So to have a finely tuned BS meter keeps us from being chumps. Though you'd never know it looking at the political circus to our south. Maybe this development is strictly a Canadian thing. Anyway, my BS meter started to ping while reading the newspaper's opinion piece, "Time to get tough on smoking in movies." My first reaction was, wait, where do people still smoke in movie theaters? But no, apparently, the World Health Organization in early February stated that on-screen smoking prompts more than a third of young people who smoke to do so. To which I say, prove it. I quit smoking years ago, and they say there's nothing worse than a reformed smoker, so there's no love lost between me and cigarettes, but come on, people. Smoking on film helps bring reality and believability to any period piece. Don't forget how integral smoking was to everyday life up until the 21st century. There were fancy ashtrays, silver cigarette cases, stylish lighters, pipe cleaners, cigar snippers, and people smoked a lot. So here's the rub. If all these kids are lighting up after a night of Netflix, that means that they are eschewing science fiction, because everybody knows nobody smokes in the future, along with modern-day comedies, dramas, and romances, and instead are watching period pieces. As if. The op-ed cites the Oscar-nominated film Carol, in which Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara gratuitously smoke cigarettes as they flirt. That movie is set in 1952. How many impressionable kids do you think were climbing over each other at the Cineplex to watch Carol when The Force Awakens and Road Warrior were in theaters 1 and 2? Even when there is smoking portrayed in the modern day, it's not glamorized. When I tuned into the new X-Files, Smoking Man was taking a puff through a tracheotomy hole in his neck. Like it or not, smoking was an ugly but abundant part of our past, where it should stay. I'd rather movie makers reflect that than start creating some alternative, sanitized universe where nobody in history smoked. As for the present, let's make sure that the laws about not selling cigarettes to minors are strictly enforced. My name is Cal Coat, and you can put that in your pipe and smoke it. I thought all the hip kids were into vaping these days anyway. An unlikely pairing of beatboxer Joe Driscoll and Cora maestro Sekou Kouaté has produced some of the most stunning global fusions to date. From the forthcoming album Tokira, here is a teasing taste of the title track, exclusively yours, from World Beat Canada.
fanno ma son sotto. Ai sadori nel che li fango. Vi mato alla fanto mengera fanto. Guarda na febir na giri fanga cogni fambe. Vi mato un tanto vere ma. Nga ma gandi ma qui eriva. Zini sante yara fibirima. Tokiba.
Moliendo mi pena, moliendo en la...
Pristine production, fantastic musicianship. It's hard to believe that that one was recorded live, isn't it? From Snarky Puppy, the only band that would probably dare do that, from Brooklyn. These guys are monster players. They were at the Jazz Fest last year, along with Peru's Susanna Baca, bringing the sound of Black Peru to the stage for Molino Molero. That is from Family Dinner Volume 2, and it features Snarky Puppy with some amazing global artists. I'll play some more of this in the weeks to come as well. Before that, you heard it here first, a taste of the sophomore follow-up for Joe Driscoll and Sekou Kouaté. The new album is called Tokira, and we heard the title track. That's coming out soon. Here is another brand new release from Montreal's Poirier. He is taking issue with the roadblocks that are set up to keep people from migrating from one place on this planet to the other, and recent history has shown us that all too well. Here he is with Haitian MC Fuente and Palema from World Beat Canada.
Yo capale nous mal yo capale nous mal yo capale nous mal yo capale nous mal côté mounyo oh oh pa wè mounyo oh oh côté mounyo hey pa wè mounyo hey côté mounyo oh oh pa wè mounyo oh oh côté mounyo
Hey, power moon you.
nous mal, nous mal, nous mal, nous mal. Yo capalé, nous mal. Nous mal, nous mal. Yo capalé, nous mal, nous mal, nous mal, nous mal. Côté mon yo. Oh oh. 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 Oh
the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Oh, do we have a special program for you today? In just a few minutes, Michael Beach from Brothers of the Balladee will be joining us for a very special touch of the familiar. Join DJ Michael Lakehawk and DJ Sue Comandante on Saturday, March 19th at the Arts Club Backstage Lounge for the first anniversary edition of World Beat Sessions, a night of danceable global grooves. To celebrate their first year, Michael and Suco will go global from Barcelona to Bogota, Dakar to Delhi, salsa to Sucous, and electronic to funk. Also, Euro Nukuzi will be bringing his percussion along to add some live music to the mix. Mark your calendars, it's electropical.ca. At St. James Hall, a rogue folk presentation, once described as the Rolling Stones of Irish traditional music. The legendary group Dedannan returned to the festival stage in 2009 with a new album, Wonderwaltz, and trips to Finland, Switzerland, Denmark, Italy, and the USA. And they're coming to Vancouver for Celtic Fest Vancouver. That's the St. James Hall on March 22nd. April 1st and April 2nd, a good couple of days to spend south of the border in Seattle at the Triple Door. Two of Africa's most beloved artists, Vusi Malisela and Habib Kwate, will be touring the U.S. in the first installment in 3 years of the critically acclaimed tour series Acoustic Africa. The tour, Four Editions Strong, is a journey that focuses on the richness of the African traditions of voice and song. It offers fans a rare chance to experience their favorite African artists in intimate settings. Next, we get cozy with Digging Roots' Shoshona Kish, who sings a slow burn about a clumsy lover. This is World Beat Canada, and we're broadcasting from 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver, roundhouseradio.com. My name is Cal Coate.
Oh, mama, it's so hard.
mystery, wrapped in an enigma. This is World Beat Canada.
Canada, 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 Canada,
Ha ha ha.
music from this world and beyond. That is Japanese-American DJ Superflower. He's based in Brooklyn, and he has just released a new EP of chill, dub, weird electronic stuff. From Asia to Africa, it's been influenced by people like George Clinton, of all things. That was Flower Trek from Superflower. Before that, we heard Transylvania. They are indeed from Transylvania. And the album is called Damn Fun. That was Fly Away. And we started things off from the third album by Digging Roots. That was Shoshona Kish and Raven Kanatakta and Clumsy Lover. Get settled in for what's coming next, and that is Brothers of the Ballad D with a very special interpretation of a Jimi Hendrix classic. Straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada. Wherever you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the ride. We hit the road at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Cal Coote. I spent the night in Yuma, Arizona once. There's a naval air base and sand dunes and not much else. But if the movies teach us anything, where there are men in uniform and lots of sand, there's bound to be a belly dancer, whether it's in the Middle East, the American Southwest, or even a Hollywood backlot. In 1976 Yuma, she performed to the rhythms of the Brothers of the Ballad D. They have just recorded their first album in 8 years after 40 years of playing together. Michael Beach joins the program with the story behind Gravity of Love. Michael, I hope I didn't distort your memory of how things got started too much.
You know, it was a long time ago, but I can still go back there.
Michael, Ballad D translates to folk, but Shaq Ballad D is one of the rhythms traditionally danced to by belly dancers, correct?
Correct. And Ballad D is an Arabic word. It means folk, country, people, homeland. It's got several different interpretations.
So it's got its roots in the traditions of the Middle East then, eh?
Absolutely, yes. Arabic, usually.
And Gravity of Love is your 12th album now?
Yes, it is. Yep.
You've learned a lot about recording global percussion through that experience. They sound so crisp and beautiful on Gravity of Love. What's your personal relationship to these instruments, the percussion especially?
It's great on one hand, but on the other hand, it's tough because I'm addicted to them. A normal band, you get a guitar and bass and keyboards and drums and boom, you go for it. You know, you can add some other things, but with me, I fell in love with some of the traditional instruments of the Middle East, oud, saz, mizmar, kanun. So it's hard to find the people to play these instruments. And I've had many people come and go in the band, but I've got to have that sound. If I don't have that sound, I don't go to that place that I really like. And so we've always incorporated the traditional instruments along with the Western instruments too, along with drums and guitars and bass and keyboards and Western instruments. So, and as far as the drums, man, I fell in love with them in 1976. I just heard this music for the first time. I've never been exposed to anything like this, and no ethnic background. And no musical background either. I just heard it and went, wow.
So eventually, did you get any formal instruction or no?
A little bit. There's one of my mentors in Santa Cruz, California, was a band called Sirocco. Two guys, Suleiman and Armando. And so I started the band in 76. You know, we just messed around. I ended up in Oregon in 78. I met up with a guy named Joseph Pusey, and then I was in Santa Cruz right after we got together, and I saw this band Sirocco, and I saw them and said, wow, there's something to this. So that's when we took off with the second phase of Brothers of the Ballad D in 78.
So Michael, astrophysicists have proven the existence of gravity waves, and Brothers of the Ballad D release Gravity of Love. Coincidence, or is there something deeper at play here?
Good question, Cal. I don't know, it just came to me. And the title track on the album, Gravity of Love, is very Turkish-oriented. It's got the Turkish saz. And of course the dumbek, my main instrument is the dumbek, which is the Middle Eastern drum. The song revolves around this Turkish feel, and Gravity of Love, I don't know, it came to me, the words, the lyrics came to me. The three of us co-wrote it, Clark Salisbury and Michael Kersey and I co-wrote the song, the words. I don't know, what is the gravity of love? I'm still trying to figure it out.
Well, I'm sort of sensing like getting sucked into a gravity well. Love just sort of draws you in and you can't escape it.
Exactly. Hey, you know, it's funny you mentioned this, Cal, because putting the artwork together for the CD, you know, how do you show gravity of love? Is it a thing that you can see? You know, so I was in a little conundrum as how to do the artwork for the CD, and we came up with a great one.
I think so too. The full moon is, you know, a big feature of the cover.
Absolutely, yeah.
World Beat Canada is on the air with Michael Beach, along with the brothers of the Balladi, is celebrating the release of Gravity of Love, their 12th album, first new recording in 8 years. Keep up with their latest news and follow them on social media. Start at the homepage. It's balladi.com. That's balladi.com. Michael, this is the band's first foray into the world of electronics and programming, which gives the disc fresh, up-to-date atmospheres. Did you enjoy experimenting with that technology?
Absolutely, Cal. You know, I've got all these 11 other albums, and that's the thing. You know, a normal band, this is what they sound like. You know, this is what they do, and they do it. But with the Brothers of the Balladi, I've got three totally traditional acoustic albums with Middle Eastern, no English. I've got one solo drum CD. One of our biggest sellers is our Christmas album, and it's a great album. So it's acoustic instruments playing instrumental Christmas music. And then the other ones are world music with Western and Eastern instruments. Whereas this one, I purposely wanted something new, something poppy, something powerful, something with a you know, to kick in the ass a little bit, something with some power. So Clark and I really worked hard at making it that, and I think I'm really, really happy. I'm very excited about this sound. And so to answer your question, yes.
You guys should be really proud of this because I think it sounds great. Thanks for this, Michael, and congratulations to the band. We introduced the album last week with Mavi Mavi.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah,
great Turkish song.
Yeah, we also do something on the show. It's called The Touch of the Familiar, which sheds the spotlight on a cover tune given a global makeover. We haven't talked much about the rock side of the band, but you paid tribute on the album to the greatest rock guitarist of all time, Jimi Hendrix, with One Rainy Wish. Can you set up this track for us?
Well, I'm a regular rock and roll guy. Grew up in the 60s, and Hendrix is probably my number one favorite all time. And actually, I'll set it up the way whenever we play this live, and I say the same thing because I feel it so strongly. I'm totally in love with Hendrix. I would hope to think that if he was still around, he would have experimented with Middle Eastern sounds. So this is what we did. We took it and we used the oud, the Arabic oud, and the dumbek, and we turned it. We even put a 7/8 in there. So we would hope to think that if Hendrix was around, he would be happy to hear our take on one of his wonderful songs.
And you stole
do, never to grow old. Golden rose, the color of a dream I had. Misty blue and lima too. Golden rose, the color of a dream I had. Misty blue and lima too.
O que vayas, poco me importa tus ganas de vivir. En tu camino no hay sitio para mí. Siempre lo mismo, que no te quiero oír. No te falta decir lo que pienso de ti. Veces que te di y nunca recibí. Ridículos son los que me alaban. Son los estéticos los que me aburren. Son los extremos lo que me ponen. Sé que tú no eres como ellos. No hace falta decir lo que pienso de ti. Las veces que te di y nunca recibí. Mm-hmm.
Man, I love his melodies. De Pedro, he was born in Madrid with a Peruvian father, worked extensively with Calexico. And you sort of get that Southwestern vibe from that music and that song in particular. Que pudo hacer por ti? Or what can I do for you? At your service. My thanks to Michael Beach and the Brothers of the Balladee for that stirring rendition of One Rainy Wish from Jimi Hendrix, Your Touch of the Familiar. More of the best music from the four corners, and it's the beat in your own backyard next with Ezra Quisera on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coote.
Got a bold mind, well, Einstein. He's told my look, he's told my look. He's speaking of my brain, and I'm Mark Twain. I got a bone to grind with Einstein. He stole my look. He stole my look. He's speaking on my brain, and I'm not playing.
He took my hand. He took my mustache. He took my hair. He took my mustache. He took my hair. He took my mustache.
got a wound to grind. Old Einstein, he stole my loop. He stole my UK. He's speaking on my brain. My hair, he took my mustache, he took my hair, he took my mustache, he took my hair, he took my mustache, he took my hair, he took my mustache.
Talk about your unique deliveries. That is brand new music from Moken. His album is called Chapters of My Life. He's from Cameroon, and when he's not making music, he's making high fashion. He's a fashionista. And he got his unique delivery, he says, by listening to Van Morrison and Nina Simone and trying to bring them both together. As he does on that song, A Bone to Grind with Einstein. Well, he says he stole his look. He doesn't look anything like Einstein. And it's really an axe to grind, but we won't call him on the mixed metaphor. That's Moken. And Ezra Quizera before that, a Rwandan refugee living here in Vancouver. And Umwami Wabami. On to Berlin, where we find Zwei Raum Wohnung, or two-room apartment. I wonder what that'd go for these days. They are a duo of Inga Humpe and Tommy Eckhart, and they bring us Mädchen mit Plan, the girl with a plan, from World Beat Canada.
Und die Felgen sind poliert. ist gerade ein Wunder passiert.
That's from another great Putumayo collection called Euro Groove. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapire Communications. Check out Celt in a Twist, our sister broadcast of contemporary Celtic fare. The Idlers from Newfoundland take us home with Love Moves, but our last word goes to, appropriately enough, Jimi Hendrix, who said, "Music doesn't lie. If there is something to be changed in this world, then it can only happen through music."
Running through the streets, why do you do that? Your roots, your words travel faster. The place where you were standing.
My separation. Your roots.
My own way. My forest, my ocean, my function.
My situation.
My containment.
My delusion.
My detachment.
My disillusion.
Emotions prepare you and your dreams to steer you.
Never felt so part of the equation.
Sound precludes.
Communications.